So you got an insight yesterday into what we sound like we're in the pub having a team meeting, because Craig from Birmingham, from Selly Oak, sent us a message, and he had his computer played with and someone had slowed down the speed on his media player, so it sounded like this. This is our podcast.
Hi, Ben.
Yes.
Do sound like we're a little bit off, don't we?
Yeah, very off.
Now, what we've done, with the help of Craig, thank you very much for that idea, is we've slowed down some famous names on the media player.
Okay.
And Kate Silverton is first, off of BBC News.
Right.
I like her.
Do you?
I really do, yeah.
Why?
Don't know, I just like her.
She's something about her.
Yeah, definitely. This is what it would sound like, right, if you were in the pub with Kate Silverton off the news, right?
Yeah.
And it's towards the end of the night. She's probably sank a whole bottle of, like, Pinot Grigio. What do you think she would drink, Kate Silverton?
A
fine wine.
A fine wine,
yeah.
Yes.
This is what it would sound like at the end of the night when you're having a conversation with her. And suddenly she just, you know how people just witter on when they're a bit drunk?
Yeah.
Suddenly she just started talking about the price of diesel.
Fresh protests against the price of diesel have been taking place today in Spain and India. There's more evidence here of the impact of rising fuel costs. New figures for manufacturing show that costs are rising at their fastest rate since records began.
Yep.
That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
Another glass of wine.
I think you've had enough, Kate. I think you've had enough.
That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
Excuse me, have you got a taxi number? Right, now imagine instead of being on TV talking about football, right?
Yeah.
Alan Shearer, Martin O'Neill and Alan Hansen are all in the pub together. What have they had to drink, do you think?
I think
a jug of Harvey Wallbanger.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. Alan's just wittering on.
I cannot believe he had his defenders playing that high up the pitch.
He's banging his fist on the table.
Yeah.
And another thing. And then Alan Hansen pipes up.
Oh, you called it a shambles. I think that has been very complimentary.
And then Martin O'Neill replies.
Oh,
you can go in with a plan that can last 1 minute. You can go in with a plan that can last 10. And you can go in with a plan that actually can see you through the game. I couldn't see. Whatever it was, I didn't see what they were actually planning to do.
He can't even see now.
No, that's how much he's had.
Don't have another jug. Oh, no, Alan's going on now as well.
It's like a man saying it's suicidal.
Mm-hmm. Not making any sense, Alan.
They've had the warning because, you know, this game should effectively be over.
They've had the warning.
They've had the warning.
Now imagine, okay, also in the pub.
Yeah. There's somebody else along with those three talking football.
Look, he's just walked in.
Yeah.
Alan Sugar.
Wow.
Sir Alan Sugar of The Apprentice.
He'll be having whiskey, I reckon.
He'll have a whiskey, won't he?
This is a job interview from hell. Your prize is working with me.
Oh, I don't want the job, Alan.
Sounds
thanks.
Brilliant.
Don't start telling me that you're just like me, because no one's like me. I'm unique.
It does sound like a pub conversation. And another thing, you know, he's pointing his finger at you as well.
You haven't got a clue. Not a clue. You're fired.
You see, he'll wake up tomorrow morning and regret that. He'll retract it.
Yeah.
I hold you totally responsible. You're fired.
You said that once.
No good. You're fired. Goodbye.
It's like he's trying to convince himself.
See, I do that. I just repeat myself. And once again, as I said before, you're fired. Actual non-drunk Sir Alan Sugar is on the Chris Moyle show tomorrow morning from 6:30.